Best of luck tackling O'Connell and Eilish Lynch from the Kearney family in Cordell Post Office. Best luck and good wishes, and best luck to Daniel O'Leary and the Kerry ladies from Sheila, Mike, Claire and Kira. Wishing our Kerry team and management all the best on Sunday in Croke Park. A special South Kerry greeting to Anna, Shifra, Rachel, Mary Ellen, Julie and Michelle, says Councillor Norma Riarty of Fianna Fáil. And best of luck to the Kerry ladies, especially Anna Murphy for Sunday, says another listener this morning. And lots of people getting in touch wishing well, and with me on the line to talk a bit about coming down to it now, a number of days away, a short few days away from the All-Ireland final against Mead, is the Kerry LGFA chairperson, Selena Looney. Selena, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
How are the nerves?
They're good. They're butterflies in the stomach. There's serious excitement, but, you know, we're all very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, can you tell me, Selena, look, what has it been about this squad and this year in particular under Darragh Long and Declan Quill and the backroom team that they have that has had Kerry going so well, scoring so many goals and being in with a chance against a strong Mead team on Sunday?
I think there's a lot of, I suppose, factors here at play, Gerry, and I suppose first one I'll bring, I suppose, attention to is that the girls have an awful lot of self-belief. You know, they've been working on that, I suppose, an awful lot under the guidance of Michelle O'Connor, as well as Dara Declan and the full extended backing team. And I suppose as well as ourselves here on the county board, you know, we believe fully in these girls. You know, we said it since the very beginning of the year, we believe in them, you know, and I think that has transpired an awful lot in their games. You know, they have an awful lot of confidence, you know, they're confident in their own ability and how they play, and, you know, they believe in each other. And I think that's carried an awful lot through their games, and especially as we've progressed into the later stages here of championship. So I think that's a big factor here, I suppose, that we need to kind of, I suppose, give attention and praise and, you know, awareness to. And I suppose, secondarily, the team and the management have put an immense amount of work in this year. You know, the girls have been training hard themselves, their strength and conditioning under Cassandra Buckley, and, you know, their work ethic and work rate in training is phenomenal, you know, and there's a deep sense of family in this team. You know, they all lean on each other, they believe in each other, and, you know, they're fighting for each other, you know, so it's a privilege. It is an amazing privilege to be involved, you know, and watch these girls blossom and thrive this year. And where they are, it's a credit to themselves, and they truly deserve to be here.
Yeah, they certainly do. Look, they've been putting it in. The brand of football that's been played at this level, and I suppose it was, for me, it was best encapsulated by Mead's performance in the All-Ireland final last year. High octane, hard running the ball out of defence, holding on to possession. It's just, it's 100 miles an hour stuff that you have to attain to be at that level, to be competitive.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's something that we are fully conscious of. And I think, like I said, the work has been put in. You know, these girls have been working hard since well before last Christmas. You know, they've had a very, very long season, be it off season and, you know, in season, on season training. And, like, a credit to the management team, you know, they have, I suppose, looked ahead, you know, each game. They prepare for that game. They're not preparing for, you know, a couple of games ahead. You know, the girls, I suppose their head is truly in their game plan. They work hard at training, you know, and they adjust, they pivot, they move, whatever they need to do, they're working hard at it. So that comes down to, and I suppose, a major credit to Dara and Declan and the full management team. They're getting it right. And the players, they are working hard, they're responding, you know, they want this, you know, and it's really, really showing. You can see the work that they put in. You can see where they've improved even from the start of this year to now. And even if we look back on last year's and our last season, they are just, they're phenomenal this year. They're really, really tuned in, and, you know, it's great to see them in the All-Ireland final, and their work is paying off.
Yeah, and that is the situation, all right, in relation to what you have to do. Is it a question, I suppose, to find that balance among their own game and then, you know, worrying about the likes of the Vicky Walls and Emma Duggins of the world?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, they're in a good place. You know, they've, every game that they've come into, they've prepared for that game, they trust in their own ability. So I suppose, on one side of the coin, for Kerry, we're looking at, yes, Mead, and looking at, you know, their key players and how they play their game. But it's the same for Meath, you know. Meath probably have just as much to fear as we have going into some who to mark and how to play and, you know, trying to strategically plan your game. So I do think, you know, the girls are in a very, very good place and it'll be a very exciting match. You know, there's no doubt about that. This will be probably fast-paced, high-energy, edge-of-your-seat kind of football, which I'm sure we're all very much looking forward to.
Yeah, and it's going to be absolutely huge. But stay with me on the line, because we have a Meath lady on the line, Anna Horgan from Liselton. Good morning to you, Anna.
How are you, Gerry?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Tell me where you are. How long have you been in Kerry, first of all?
I'm in Kerry since 1982.
1982. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where are you originally?
I went to work in Ballybunion in Liston's.
You
did? Bombers people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant stuff. And where did you come from?
I come from Oldcastle.
Oldcastle in County Meath.
That's right, yeah. And the Perth Rose is from Oldcastle this year.
Oh yes. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Another Kerry connection.
Yes.
What flags have you got outside your house?
I have a Meath flag, two Meath flags and a Kerry flag flying.
All right, brilliant stuff.
And have every year.
Well, listen, look, you have to stick to your own. Blood is thicker than water and all of that. So you're back in Meath on Sunday.
Yeah, but my mother came from where I'm living now. My mother came from Ballyconry, Liselton.
Okay.
So we're half and half.
You're half and half. Great stuff.
Yeah.
So you'll be cheering in the house for me. The rest of them will be cheering for Kerry.
Oh, I will be roaring, yeah.
Listen, they've done it. Look, they've been incredible ambassadors over the last couple of years. Winning the All-Ireland, beating the Dubs last year was brilliant stuff, wasn't it, Anna?
Yes, and hopefully our seats can do it next year now that we have our Colm O'Rourke.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're on the rise. 100%.
Yes,
you've got some superstars in charge of you. So it could be Kerry Meath in the men's final in 12 months' time.
Wouldn't that be nail-biting?
That would be incredible. Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
You won't be able to go, but you'll be listening in Radio Kerry.
Oh, I will be listening. I'll be watching it on TG4. I think it may be on TG4.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going up on the Friday then. Hopefully I'll be going up to celebrate.
Oh, well, you know, we won't wish you well on that encounter, Anna. Hopefully.
But come on, Gerry, you will, of course.
Either way, no, I'd have to back the Kerry girls. I'd have to back
the
Kerry girls.
Oh, I know that. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. It should be a good game, Anna. And listen, it'll be hugely exciting. And the quality of football, like the entertainment out of today's football, is brilliant the last couple of years.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they're great girls on both sides.
Yeah, they put in huge effort. Well, listen, Anna, best of luck with it. Enjoy the game.
No bother, Gerry.
I won't
miss
me that well in winning the game or anything.
Ah,
look.
Thanks a million.
For
bye, Gerry.
Great stuff. Anna Horgan there from Liselton. Look, all part of the buzz and all part of the cracks, Selena. What are you expecting in terms of support on the day?
I suppose the support so far, Gerry, we're blown away by it. People have been supporters have been amazing, you know, the last few weeks, but in particular this week, you know, we're seeing billboards of the girls out, you know, all over the county, you know, there are messages coming in from, you know, underage girls teams wishing, you know, their heroes the very best. It has been phenomenal. The county has really gotten behind the girls, and so far in relation to, I suppose, you know, ticket sales and things like that, they're looking really good. A lot of the clubs, they're bringing not just one buses, some are bringing multiple buses, you know, so it's going to be phenomenal. I think the support is really, really there, and it's great to see, you know, the county getting behind these girls, you know, because they truly do deserve it, and these girls are great role models for the young girls in this county, and they truly are their heroes. So I suppose it's good for them to you know, feel appreciated, and, you know, for the young girls to aspire to be like them. So fingers crossed now, you know, we've got a great support coming up, which I do believe we have so far. But anyone out there, you know, that still hasn't got their tickets, jump online. They're available to purchase on Ticketmaster. You know, if anybody wants to go, and if not, look, it's been shown live and there'll be coverage of it. So look, hopefully those that can travel can still experience it and support the girls wherever they may be.
Yeah, it's really kind of amazing the way women's sport has come on in general. Like this weekend as well, we'll have the UEFA Women's Euro Champion. I don't think I've ever seen a higher profile and bigger numbers. It's women's sport, really, there's a new appreciation and proper coverage of it as well.
And it's long overdue too, Gerry. take ladies football at the moment. It's one of the fastest growing sports in Europe. You know, it has truly, I suppose, exploded over the last immediate number of years. And in this year in particular, you know, we've seen a rise in spectators. We've seen a rise in people coming out to support the girls, and rightly so. You know, ladies football is very exciting, and I won't say now it's more exciting than the men's, you know, but it is a fiercely exciting game. And yeah, in particular, our Kerry ladies' last few games, they've been nail-biting stuff. Yeah. They've been fiercely entertaining. You know, there's an array of emotions when you're watching a ladies' sport. It's very fast-paced, you know, and it's, you really get invested in it. So for anyone that hasn't watched maybe these girls in action yet, and you can't get to the game, do tune in, because this game will be nail-biting. It'll be edge of your seat, and it'll be thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, sorry. Well, Selina, finally, you mentioned buses there and supporters. We had an issue arising out of the men's final where buses of Kerry supporters parked up in Montjoy Square as they normally did, but they were moved by the Gardaí. Do we know, is that going to happen again on Sunday, or would you like some direction from the guards on what to expect for people?
I suppose in relation to the buses, we had an inquiry come in, and you know, we've inquired ourselves, and just recently, so we're just waiting for a response on
absolute
that.
Absolute clarity.
And all will be okay.
Yeah, either way, you'll at least people will know what's happening.
Yes.
They won't be caught unawares when they come back to the buses for their games.
And
so that's one thing you'd like.
Exactly. And should we get any, you know, specific direction and things like that and guidance, we will filter that out to the clubs. And
brilliant.
In particular, I suppose, the buses that have been, you know, put in place by ourselves. So
yeah,
hopefully we shouldn't run into any hiccups along the way, and everyone gets there, you know, safely and in time and without any stress, additional stress, and can sit in their seats and enjoy the game.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Selina, listen, enjoy the weekend. Best of luck to everyone involved in the Kerry Ladies setup and the wider Kerry Ladies organisation, and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.